So let us commence. President Lo, Chancellor Kerwin, esteemed faculty, members of the Board of Regents, parents, relatives, and friends, it is a great honor to say congratulations to the 2014 graduating class of the University of Maryland College Park. Today marks the end of a journey for all of you, and it also marks the beginning of a new journey for mankind. In the classic film in the canon of great American cinema, Back to the Future 2, all of us were offered a vision of America in the year 2015, a future that, if you think about it, is really only just several months away from today. It is a vision that includes hoverboards, food rehydrators, and flying cars powered by nuclear fusion, not to mention a World Series win by the Cubs. Now, in our present seats, we can laugh at how very little that Hollywood vision matches the coming reality. But it is not our predictions that shape the world. It is our choices, the choices that you, our new leaders, will make. You enter an astonishingly complex world, riddled with crises and dysfunctional institutions, a world of breathtaking social innovation, a world of scientific discovery and technical advancement at a pace never before achieved, a world rich in contradictions, humbling in its rate of change, jaw-dropping in its implications for the future. Now, some would have us believe that we inhabit a world of polarities, schisms, and discord. In fact, you know well that there are some who see a future doomed to fall apart, where greater division only widens. But you see the world a different way. As a continuous circle of humanity, where nothing is foreign, where there is only one human yearning the world over. One circle, broken only by the walls that we build between us and the darkness our compassion has yet to overcome. When I was elected mayor of Baltimore, way back in 1999, as Ms. Ferguson shared with you, my city had become the most violent, most addicted, and most abandoned city in America. At one of our very first community meetings in a very hard-hit neighborhood of East Baltimore, citizens assembled to talk with me, to talk with their new mayor, to talk about crime and public safety. There was tension in the air, a fear of what might be. And a little girl came up to the microphone. And she said, "Mr. Mayor, my name is Amber, and I am 12 years old. And because of all of the addicted people and drug dealers in my neighborhood, there are people who refer to my neighborhood as Zombie Land. And I want to know if you know they call my neighborhood Zombieland. And I want to know if you're doing anything about it." Her two questions are the two essential questions. Do you know? Are you doing something about it? We took action in Baltimore that changed the future of a city. Many police officers gave their lives to change the future of our city. And over the next 10 years, we went on to achieve the biggest reduction in Part 1 crime of any major city in America. None of it was simple or easy or without sacrifice. The problems of crime, poverty, and addiction were all very complex. Progress is complicated. But at the root of the problem, the essential question that we needed were fairly simple. And a 12-year-old girl made it plain as day in a room full of frustrated adults. She got in my face. The room fell away. The crowd narrowed. One heart asked of another, "Do you know? And are you doing anything about it?" What I heard was one person speaking simply to another person. I also heard something deeper. And I have never forgotten that moment. Humanity is at a portal in human history. And it's another kind of commencement, a threshold of time requiring a fundamental transformation, a transformation in understanding our relationship to the world around us, a relationship to the living systems of nature, and the way we live and the way we work with each other. In your 21st century world, the way forward is propelled by ideas, not ideologies. A world where imagination is far more powerful and sweeping than indoctrination. Many of you were just freshmen when in 2011, you and your classmates here at the University of Maryland took first place at the Department of Energy's National Solar Decathlon. How did you do it? Blending affordability, consumer appeal, and design excellence with optimal clean energy production, you built a house called Watershed, a new kind of home, a home that produces and gives to the grid more renewable energy than it consumes. You fashioned your dream into that new reality. Yesterday's ideologies and isms, they separate us. Yesterday's ideologies dictate by excuse. Fearless ideas ignite. Your ideas break the old symmetries. Your ideas question. Your ideas liberate. Your emerging global community is enlivened. It is made more empathetic by always growing and always changing networks. All that we need, in fact, depends on change. This is not a sentiment. It is pragmatism. Think about it. Shared intelligence, faster connections, deeper connections, a higher consciousness of the newly possible. Our world is an extraordinary system of interactions, and soon it will be a very different system, a system designed and driven by your generation, a generation uninterested in the rhetorical turf wars about communism, capitalism, fundamentalism, socialism. A generation that longs to make the earth work for all people, to create new systems that empower rather than hinder, to engender ideas that enliven the human spirit, our desire to heal human suffering and to improve human well-being, our desire to wage peace. The thrust of current history is probably too pliant for a single label, but its emerging themes draw from an ecological convulsion. This new future will see a reinvention of market-based economies, greater empowerment of women, local control of new circular economies that feed our people and fuel our work, and a cry for radical transparency and performance measurement in government. Institutional power will become more collaborative, less hierarchical, distributed rather than centralized, and open source will be the standard for much more than just software code. For your generation realizes some important truths. And you realize them more keenly with each information-soaked day. We are, in fact, all in this together. And together we share one story and only one story that is self-referential. We live on a single biosphere, and it is moving 67,000 miles per hour around our sun. And our prosperity and our children's lives depend upon its health. Climate change is the transformation that transforms everything. It is a transformation of education, of language, of mobility, and our connection to each other, of farming, forestry, buildings, energy, and cities, and it requires a transformation of our imagination. We are adept, aren't we, at imagining the end of the world, but not yet so good at imagining a new beginning. Now, to those who say that reversing the impact of climate change is impossible, Robert Heinlein once wrote, "Everything is theoretically impossible until it is done." One could write a history of science in reverse by assembling the solemn pronouncements of highest authority about what could not be done and could never happen, end quote. To those who say climate change is not caused by human activity or that addressing it will harm the economy, let's encourage them to go to college too. And to study physics. And to study economics. But for the rest of us, let's go to work. The technology exists. It's only the will that is lacking. We cannot become more prosperous without the living systems upon which our prosperity depends. No matter what degree you've earned, whether you're an economist or a nurse, an engineer, an architect, a teacher, we all share a single urgent calling to preserve, create, and advance the conditions that are conducive to life. Conclusion. There is only one superpower on this small earth, and it is the power of love. So fall in love. Fall in love with this pulsing, living world. Fall in love with its suffering. Fall in love with its beautiful fragility, its blessed unrest. We still have time to become great ancestors, to carry our story forward with the ongoing story of a life-giving creation. We are in a period of rapid change, and we need your even more rapid iteration of ideas and actions. So do what works. Do more of it. Imagine smarter, better, and more prosperous ways to live together. Make mistakes. Welcome failure. In fact, fail often, fail better, but never fail this mission. Do this, and your generation will know something extraordinary. You will live in the most important of days, when mankind, in the nick of time, finally decided to live in harmony with the other living systems of our Earth. Nothing less is required. Nothing less will do. The hope of humanity goes with you because you know, because you choose to do something about it. And for all of these reasons, I look forward to the new world that you will create. Thank you and congratulations, and may God bless your saving work.
Thank you, Governor O'Malley, for that inspiring address. To help you remember this occasion, I would like to ask President Lowe to join me on stage to present you a little gift that we have for you. It's a Maryland Under Armour shirt and a Maryland Traditions book. Thank you.
Thank you, Governor O'Malley, for sharing with us your compelling vision of a sustainable world.